good day to you. Brevard County, thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I have the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida, 165 North Grove Street. We are two blocks north of 520. We're two blocks west of Courtney Parkway. If you know where Pizza Hut is, hang the street there, which is Tangerine. We go in two blocks, and we have street side parking. We have a parking lot in the back. So if you see an open parking spot, just go ahead and grab it. We got parking that's available, and we would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you to our services this Sunday morning. It'll be our first Sunday service of 2019. I'm going to begin a series that I'm going to be doing on God's spiritual hospital, the church. And this coming Sunday, I'm going to be preaching a message titled The Intensive Prayer Unit. The Intensive Prayer Unit. I don't know about you, but I want to talk to my Heavenly Father, and I want my Heavenly Father to talk to me. I believe that God has made access and availability for us to have fellowship with Him in the throne room of grace to find help in our time of need. And I want to take the opportunities that God gives me and not ignore them. I want to use them because I know that when I come out of my prayer time with Him, I'm going to be a much better person than I was before I went in. Back in December, I had a very, very busy week, a demanding week, and I got up on a Thursday morning. And when I woke up that morning, it had not been one of my best nights of sleep. Wasn't one of my worst, but it wasn't one of my best. But it had been a very, very demanding week. And the first words out of my mouth was, God, I can't do everything that is on my agenda for today. I don't have it within me. It's missing. And the first thing on my calendar is 6 a.m. prayer at our church. And so I got up, I got dressed, came to church, got my cup of coffee. I only drink one or two cups a week, and Thursday morning is one of those times. On most occasions, not always, but most occasions. And this was one of those days, and I drank my cup of coffee, and I was still of the mindset that as the day went along, I was going to adjust the demands that I had, the things that I had to get done that day. I was going to adjust that because I didn't have it in me, and I don't want to function. Yesterday I talked about, you know, that you approve those things that are excellent. Well, I didn't want to do anything that was going to be subpar, and so I would rather adjust my schedule and do it at a later time when it would be better than not doing it in my own, or than doing it and not having any anointing behind it. And so that was my mindset. And then I went to prayer. And as I began to pray, God began to minister to me. He didn't really speak a word to me during that time of prayer. I mean, his spirit did flow through me to where it was, you know, spirit directed prayer and not just praying out of my head. But something began to happen to me while I was in the presence of the King, and that was the strength of the King and the wisdom of God began to pour into my spirit. And before that hour of prayer was up, I said, without God, I can't do it. But with God, I can do all things. And so rather than adjusting my schedule, which was extensive that day, I pressed ahead and say, you know what? God did a work in me in prayer this morning that is going to equip me for everything that I have going on today. And I can tell you that today I need the strength of God. And I know that He's going to empower me and equip me to do the things that are required of me. So praise the Lord. I pray that that's your testimony as well today. Come join us Sunday morning, 10:30, as we visit the intensive prayer unit. I want to take you today to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. And I'm going to begin reading in verse number 17. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we are confident that we have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honorably. But I especially urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do His will, working in you what is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So the first thing that I want to encourage you here in 2019 is that you have somebody in your life that is watching over your soul, because that's clearly listed as beneficial here in Hebrews chapter 13. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls. I am at that point in my life where I am thankful that I'm not dependent only upon myself. I'm thankful for people who can be looking out for me. When I am driving down the road, if there's somebody in the car with me, I'm going to take advantage of their eyes and their perspective, because they might see things that I don't see. And so I want them actively involved in the process. I would much rather them be focused on helping me be successful than being a distraction in my life. And so it's not that I don't avail myself of the mirrors, and it's not that I don't turn my head and look and all that sort of stuff. I do all of that. I employ every safe driving technique that is available to me, but I also want to take advantage of those who can watch out for any oversights that I might have, or any blind spots that might be hiding in a vehicle, or somebody that's coming up at a fast rate of speed. I want people watching out for me. And I watch out for the people of Merit Assembly of God, those people that I have relationship with. I'm not just there to preach a good message. I'm there as a watchman for their soul. And so if the Holy Spirit impresses something upon me, and I go to them and I say, you might want to be really cautious in this particular area. I want to do that. I don't want to be the watchman that's talked about in the Old Testament who doesn't speak out even though he sees possible things. And so I'm not there to make the decisions for him. I'm just there to say, you know, I see this as a situation that you might want to be a little cautious with. And so it describes here that you want to recognize and be under the mission of those who are watching over you, because we have to give an account for that. And so I want to preach the word of truth, and I want to preach it in love, and I want to preach it in power and authority, and in a manner that is going to be easy to accept as I can, but please understand, I have to give an account of my ministry. And as I've always said, I am much more concerned about the accounting that I have to give to God than I am about the accounting that I have to give to man. If I am acknowledging that God, who sees all, knows all, everything that I think, knows the hairs on the top of my head, knows the thoughts that I think in my head, and I'm living my life to please him because he knows all things, then I'm also going to be able to stand before men and give an adequate accounting of my life. Too many people are looking to give an accounting of their life before men, not realizing that even though men may approve, God's not going to approve. And so I want to be able to do my job with joy. And it says here that if we will obey those and be submitted to those who watch over our souls, then they're going to be able to do their job with joy. And that is profitable for us. Okay, I don't know about you, but have you ever given any consideration that your teachers, making your teacher's job easier is profitable for you? And making your pastor's job a joy has profitability for you. There are a lot of really great things about being in the ministry, but I will tell you that there are also some challenges from being a pastor. And it comes when you get the phone call that somebody's world is now, you didn't know it, but now you're getting the phone call, "Pastor, my house is a raging inferno," you know, not a literal fire, but their world is falling apart. Their home is falling apart. Their health is falling apart. Those things that you were trying to share with them for years and years and years, and they chose to ignore it. And "Pastor, come quick, because everything is falling apart." And we're glad to minister to people from every spectrum of life. But I'm telling you, it's a whole lot more joy to be ministering in cooperation with someone and seeing the joy that comes out of a godly life, a well-developed life, that's profitable for the saints of God. So I'm thankful I had a pastor that was like that, that I could serve him. I'm thankful I've got a presbyter right now and a superintendent that they are profitable. I want to make their job easy. I do. And so if you're not making your pastor's job all that easy, maybe that's a good goal to have for 2019. So let me keep going on. It says, "Pray for us. I urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you sooner. Desire to live honorably." Those are two things that are very important with the will of God. But I want to focus on verses 20 and 21 for the remainder of the program. Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 20 and 21. "Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." This is a blessing that is pronounced upon the recipient of the letter to the Hebrews. And it says that may God, the one who raised up Jesus from the dead, the one who did things that had never been done before, the one who has established the blood of the everlasting covenant, may he make you complete. Okay? And so that's really one of the things that we're going to be focusing on Sunday morning, is that God will fill up every void in your life. He will heal every hurt. He will deliver you from every shackle and heal you of every trauma that you have experienced, that He will make you complete, whole, thoroughly equipped, experiencing no lack. What would our lives look like if everything that we were missing? I don't know about you, but I hate working jigsaw puzzles only to get to the very end and find that they forgot to put one piece of the puzzle in there. Because when you look at that, you don't necessarily, your eye doesn't necessarily migrate to the picture as a whole. You are noticing what is missing. And I will tell you this, if you do not have Jesus in your life, I don't care how wonderful your bank account balance looks like. I don't care if you've got every toy that has been invented that is supposed to bring pleasure to the hearts of men. I don't care what kind of job you have or how famous you are, how popular you are. I don't care about the health in your body. If you don't have Jesus, you've got this huge God-shaped, God-sized emptiness in your life, and you're never going to be complete until you ask Jesus to come into your life and say, God, would you come into my life and would you be my all in all? Okay? And so that's very important. And too many times we get to that place where we say, I'm just thankful that God is in my life, but He also wants us to, He wants to make us complete in every good work of our life, everything that we do. So He wants us complete, not just in our spirit, but He also wants us whole and complete in our emotions. He wants us whole and complete in our physical being. He wants to be whole and complete in our relationships. He wants us to be whole and complete in every job that we do, that everything we put our hand to do, that it is successful, that He gives us the ability to produce wealth, that He gives us skill in every arena of our life. I believe that God is capable of making you not just a specialist in one area, not just complete in one area, but complete and whole in every area, make you complete in every good work. And He does that, completing that whole process so that you can do His will. I'm going to do one more program on the will of God on tomorrow. It's a completely different focus. We've started this journey. May your will, may your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's where we started on this. But we're going to end it tomorrow with the God side of God's will. That's where we're going to be. On Monday, we'll go back to Matthew chapter 6, and we will go back into the study of the Lord's Prayer. We will move on to the next topic, but I want to give one more program. I believe that God wants to make us complete so that we can do His will. Now listen, God's watching out for your soul, and I pray that you've got others that are watching out for your soul. If you don't have a pastor, if you can't get out to church, if you don't have anybody watching out your soul, send me an email. Call me at 321-454-4263 and say, Pastor, would you be praying for me? Would you be one of those that watches out for my soul? And I'll be glad to add you to the list of those that we are praying for, and praying that God will work everything out. God wants you thoroughly equipped for every good work. He wants us thoroughly equipped and complete so that we can do his will, because he is working in you. He is working in me. He's working in us what is well-pleasing in his sight. Now, during this study, we have talked about some of the challenges that can come. You know, that you there may be times where you suffer persecution because of doing the will of God. But I want to point to you here that God says that when he is making us complete in every good work to do his will, working in us what is well-pleasing in his sight. You know, I've got a son, I've got daughters, and I will tell you, in all of the years that I've had the privilege of being a father, some of the greatest fulfillment was those times when I would come home and my kids' eyes would light up because I'd walked in the house and they were excited to see me. And some of the greatest joys have been giving gifts or setting them up to succeed and watching my kids succeed. And sometimes they succeeded in areas that I had no skill in whatsoever. And it was my joy and my privilege to set them up to succeed and help them to succeed. And that's what the will of God is for our lives. He wants to set us up so that we will do those things that are well-pleasing in his sight. I have been in some situations in my life where people set me up to fail. And that was such a foreign concept to me that I was dumbfounded when I realized these people are not my friends. These people are not looking out for what is the... These people have an agenda that I don't know anything at all about. And I'm just so thankful that God doesn't operate that way. He is working in us to make us complete so that we will do his will, and that in every good work, he is working in us what is well-pleasing in his sight. Not working through us, working in us. You know, the truth of the matter is you can do the right thing with the wrong attitude and lose all the blessing. And I just want to ask you to consider allowing God to work in you and to transform you, to make you into a better man in my case. It might be a better woman in your case. It might be a better boss or a better neighbor. What will it take? And too many times when we pray and we're praying for the will of God, we are looking for God to work on the other person. And I can tell you that in the last 26 years of pastoring at Merit Assembly of God, that many times when I was praying that God would work in another person, he would start that process by working in me. Aren't you thankful you're not the same person you used to be? I am. I'm thankful that I don't worry the way that I used to worry. I'm thankful that I'm not as naive or as ignorant as I used to be. I'm thankful that God in his mercy with some of the some of the mistakes that I made in the past, some of the things that I thought I was doing right but was doing wrong. I'm thankful that, you know, for his grace and for his mercy, and thankful that many times that there weren't a whole lot of witnesses to witness Bob's stupidity. What? Let's say, God, keep working on me. Keep working on me. I don't want to get to that place where I'm content with where God's brought me from, and don't want God to continue to work. He says, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. As we close this today's lesson on the will of God, I would like to ask you to consider this. Maybe you're thinking, well, I don't have to do the will of God. I want, as some person said to me one time, I want to go do my thing, and then I'm going to ask him to forgive me and everything is going to be fine. But there's probably going to be some collateral damage there that you might not be aware of. I want to ask you to consider this. How much glory do you want to bring to Jesus? Are you content with just bringing him a little, or do you want to bring him glory that is going to be reflected in this statement, forever and ever, amen? I can tell you that when God transforms us and God completes us and God helps us in every good work to do his will in a manner that is going to bring glory to Jesus forever and ever, amen, that's the type of glory that I want to bring to him. I pray that you will live your life so that you are bringing glory. And I don't know about you, but I've got the hallelujah chorus going through my head forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. We'll see you tomorrow, or see you next time right here on
Refresh. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
You are not a God created.